Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
Live from the basement of the sub high top Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. In that set, you may have heard... Oh man, I gotta refresh. The screen, that is. Here we go. Start with Tough Age. Penny Current Suppression Ring, off of Which Way Am I believe. There was Ghost Party, Severed Hands. I can't remember if they're from Vancouver or Montreal, that band. There was Matt Post Band from the Schwiggity. That was a cover of Prince. And then it was Sneak Peek, they're from somewhere in the States. I think California, Natural Phenomena. Cosmetics from here in Vancouver. That was Pillow Talk, alternate version. They're great, man. I like that song. And then Operator Music Band. Nothing from them lately. They're from upstate New York. That was 10 Days original mix. That was like from their techno era, which is pretty much where they left off. Then it was Made Up. I think, oh man, I gotta look up where they're from. I don't know if they're from here, if it's like a Toronto, Montreal thing. That song was called All the Mothers, and then definitely Montreal, the last song, No Cosmos. Really like that. That's a smooth, smooth number. I can't believe I just said smooth number. Magica Radio. Oh, good times here. I was going to do a fact check of the first show. They were talking about wastewater discharge in the Grand River watershed of Ontario. I can't believe the host didn't know where the... I know he's from Manitoba, but how can you not know where the Grand River is? Come on. People out here would have no clue, but that's fine. It's a long, long way away. Yeah, and she said that it ran through Guelph, and I don't think it does. I think it's the Speed River, or there's some other... Here's the river that runs through Guelph. Yeah, that's not the Grand River, is it? Come on, Google. The Google's failing me right now. It should be telling me the name of that river. And, yeah, where the heck is... Where is it? Anyway, I'm going to find out, I swear. Oh my goodness, it doesn't have names of rivers on Google. This is really embarrassing, folks. Yeah, but I think the Grand River, that's not the Grand River. The Grand River goes, yeah, it goes on the east side of Kitchener-Waterloo and then goes up to Fergus. Yeah, that's not, I think it's the Speed River. I'm going to have to look that up. But yeah, it is not the Grand River. So that's your fact check on Green Planet Monitor. They're also talking about Brantford and their wastewater. And this is the dumbest thing. This has got to be one of the stupidest decisions anybody's ever made. Yeah, their wastewater treatment plant is upstream from the town. Like, what do you think about that? We will dump our wastewater upstream from our beautiful downtown. So that's Brantford. Apparently, it's a good city. It has low crime. It is home to, obviously, yeah, it was Wayne Gretzky. There's Alexander Graham Bell, the phone guy, and that boomer guy, the elbows up guy from the flipping everybody the bird there several months back. Okay, what should I talk about? What have I learned? What have I learned lately? If you have a vehicle 2018 or older, it has a sensor. Every vehicle has them, apparently. It's an ambient temperature sensor in the passenger side mirror, not the driver's side mirror, the passenger side mirror. So if you destroy the mirror, like I did with mine on my fleet vehicle like 2 years ago now, you have to ultimately get the original manufacturer's mirror because it has the chip in it. And without that ambient temperature chip, it depends on the vehicle. Honestly, it depends on the make and model of the vehicle. In my case, the check engine light went on, and I ignored it for a little while. But it led to other problems, I think. It's just I have one of those vehicles. There's a particular manufacturer that, with their electrical systems, like, when one thing goes wrong, things absolutely come unraveled. And so what's been happening, basically, 6 months after that happened, I started, like, the fan and the engine started to go berserk. So basically when I turn the truck on, it's just like 10 seconds of normalcy, and then it's like, and the fan just will not stop the entire time. It's so loud. And what it also does is I don't have air conditioning, which is not going to be helpful. So I've had this fixed before a couple times. Like, they were messing it, they were playing with it at the shop, and like, they changed a couple other sensors, and just it never really occurred to me that I could possibly be at fault for this, you know, by having an aftermarket mirror that I purchased so I wouldn't get in trouble for ripping it off. So basically they did some stuff on it. They looked at it. They had it working for a bit. It was good through summer last year. And then just as the weather started to cool down, it was a problem again. It started to come back. And so I was like, well, you know what? I can't ask them to do anything more. I have to get this mirror fixed. So I went out and got the new mirror. So I did that. I put it in, and yeah, nothing changed. Like, basically the check engine light was still on, and the fan was still going nuts. It was still going absolutely crazy. So what I did was I went on YouTube. And what you have to do to get your vehicle to recognize the sensor is you have to press the air conditioning and the air circulation button, like inside air, outside air button. You got to press both of those and hold them down for 10 seconds with the vehicle running. And I did that. And the fan, you know, first the fan didn't go crazy on startup, which helped. I think it did. And then after I shut off the truck again, I turn it back on, the check engine light was off. And then the fan was fairly well behaved. Fairly well behaved. So I think this was now Thursday. And then I went to work today. And yeah, it was great all morning. Like, it was cold out. I had to do paperwork. I had a bunch of compliance for the weekend to prepare. And which I'm not doing tonight, which is great. I've been chatting with people at the station. That's been the problem. That's why I've had all these gaps. I'm sorry for, you know, dead air. So yeah, I was at work today, and everything was fine. It was just, I had a nice, quiet truck. It was just a normal, you could barely hear the thing. And then this afternoon, it started happening again, and then the check engine light went back on. So I'm kind of relieved because the causation is not there with that chip. Like, there's obviously something else wrong with the truck. So it's not my fault. So in my mind, I'm clear. I just don't know how to communicate this. So if you know who I am and you're listening, maybe I guess you know more about what's going on with my work truck now. But that's not important. I will get back to the music. I can play music. I can talk about other things later. Yeah, that was a good segment, right? So what I have coming up is, oh, good. This is good. Yeah, I'm going to play. I like these songs. Here we go. Let's take you by the collarbone. Lift up your roof, there's a broken body, lift it, drop it, go.
only time I'm gonna take my hands off the wheel. The only time I'm gonna take my hands off the wheel.
Anthem guys, turn them up.